This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed to help children really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. I mean, when Eleanor was young, she really, really struggled with math, and a program like IXL would have really helped her to get ahead, to keep up, study for a test. It's a great tool.
Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And happier listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/happier. Visit IXL.com/happier to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I'm always trying to stay more connected to my memories. I feel like I don't remember my own past very well, so I'm always happy to find tools or strategies to help my memories stay vivid. For instance, I made an album of now, an album where I took photos of the most ordinary sights from my ordinary life, what's in the fridge, what my closet looks like. I was inspired to create an album of now because when I'm trying to recall my past, that's what I'd most like to look at, the scenes of my everyday life. Taking these photos of the unremarkable scenes of my present made me yearn to revisit the unremarkable scenes from my past. But how? Something occurred to me. Years ago, after my grandparents died, their house was up for sale and sold, and it occurred to me that maybe the house had been listed on a real estate website. I typed in their street address in North Platte, Nebraska, and sure enough, there it was. I stared at every picture. I could see the brick flower box by the front door, the shaded back patio where my grandfather grilled burgers and hot dogs. In a photo of the room where Elizabeth and I slept as children, I recognized the drawer pulls with their vaguely Western design. In a photo of the kitchen, when I glimpsed the drawer that once held my grandparents' metal bread box, it seemed like the ghost of that sweet, yeasty fragrance drifted by me. On my very last visit to that house, on the white kitchen counter, very close to the edge, I had cut a narrow notch into the surface with a knife. I'd felt some kind of ancient impulse to make my mark on a beloved place that I knew I would never visit again. I peered at the photo of the kitchen to see if I could see it, and I imagined that somehow I could. Later, I was telling my mother and father-in-law about how happy I was to look again at all those familiar rooms, and so we decided to look up the house that my father-in-law grew up in. And we found it! There it was, completely transformed, but still recognizable. It's so easy to forget that one day, now, will be a long time ago. Give it a try. If photographs exist, it's really a wonderful exercise in memory. And if you want to see a photo of my grandparents' kitchen, I'll post it in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.